The sermon this morning will concentrate and focus on our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 25. To begin, I read verse 13 again. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I've experienced several years now with different elders, and one of the things that here at Elders at Zion are always concerned about is there oil in the candles? And so they take time to figure out how many services we had, mark it on the calendar when it's been filled, get up there. Could be any time of day, any day. And they come and fill the candles. You have to be ready for that, don't you? Because once that service starts, once you have that opening hymn, it's just like, oh, I guess we didn't get oil in that one. That's the way it is. I'm not going to fill it now. Once it starts, it starts. It is the way it is. Sermon over. You got it. That's what Jesus is talking about. To be ready, because when it starts, and that's it. This whole time in end of church year, in Advent, thinks about being ready. When you think about All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday, which we just had last Sunday, we had three members who have died this past year, Darlene and Jim and Denny. They were ready. And we thank God. They are now in heaven. We think about being ready at All Saints. The end of the church here has these readings about being ready. Being ready for Jesus to return. And then as we were discussing before church started, our discussions right here of being ready for the festivals, being ready for the Thanksgiving meal, being ready to decorate church and whatever else is going on, Advent turns into being ready to celebrate his first coming. It's still about being ready. So this readiness, being prepared, is all the way from All Saints Day to the end of the church year to getting into Advent, being ready. This parable, which is our text for today from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, the context, if you look at the surrounding passages, the context is Jesus teaching about his second return. That's the context. I have there in the notes the passage that begins this section from Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Jesus said, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father only." That's the section, and there's a teaching before our reading for today, and there's a teaching after our reading from today, all about being ready. And Jesus is trying to tell and teach his disciples, and now it's recorded for us, to be ready for his second coming, for his return in glory. And so he's linking that word then there, that first little word, then links it to this topic. And then he says, the kingdom of heaven will be like. Will be like. So then, when I return, that's the topic. The kingdom of heaven will be like this story. The 10 virgins. Now, there is a lot of similarities between these two groups. They both wanted to be with the bridegroom when he arrived. They're both waiting for him. They both had lamps. They all had lamps. Both groups had lamps ready to light so that they accompany the bridegroom to the festival, the wedding feast. Both groups fell asleep. Both groups. But when the announcement came, when the trumpet sounded, one group had enough to light their lamps. They trimmed them, they lit them. The other group had run out of oil and no oil was available. Now, the service started. You either have the oil in the candle or you don't. This is why one group could not lend theirs to the other group. The time is now. And why it was also too late to go. They said, maybe you can go and buy, but it's really too late that we'll miss the bridegroom. They weren't ready now. When that time comes, you can't borrow. You can't depend on somebody else. It's between, and we say this for our own deaths, right? It's between you and God. No one else is contributing towards that at that time. When Jesus comes, calls us home in our own death, or returns in glory, it's us and God. Now, we're ready or we're not. And in his parable, Jesus emphasizes this by having these five virgins who go out and try to buy oil, they miss him. They miss the bridegroom, and the door is shut. Now, this portion right here is a very stern word of law. Those five virgins decided not to have extra oil. That was a decision they made. They made a decision not to be ready. As we live life, we don't know when Jesus will come. For us individually in our own death or his return in glory. But he has given us his Spirit and his word, and he says, be ready. And he allows us to make the decision not to be ready. And when that time comes, that's it. You're ready or you're not. Where'd my picture go here? You make a decision whether your tractor is ready or not. You knew it was coming. You knew the harvest time was coming very soon. You made a decision whether to be ready or not. That is the way life is. And God gives us spiritual insights. He gives us his word. He gives us fellow Christians. All these things to be ready. And Jesus said, be ready. And a good way to translate this is ongoing. Keep watching. At the last verse, Jesus says, keep watching. Keep watching. So much so that, and I emphasize this, it's a decision not to be ready. In that the bridegroom says, I did not know you. You see, those 10 virgins made a decision not to be fully prepared for the bridegroom. They didn't want to be ready. It was a decision. We say we don't make a decision to decide or to believe for Christ. That is a free gift that God creates in us. These 10 virgins were chosen. They were designated. But 5 of them decided, I'll only go halfway. I'll only be ready halfway. And then they weren't ready. We do choose whether to not be ready for Jesus or not. He calls us freely, but he says, walk in my way. This is really talking about his disciples and being a disciple. So he didn't even recognize them. Okay, Pastor, wow, I guess I better be ready. Now, being ready is just living in God's free gifts. It takes money to keep this building going and to heat it and to do all the things that we're doing. We know that. You can say it costs something to be a Christian congregation. But we know, all of us know, at its heart, to be a Christian costs nothing. At a heart, the foundation of Christianity is that in Christ he has paid for all. There's nothing we have to do extra. There's nothing that we have to do perfect or holy to be ready. Is to trust in him that he's done it. And to keep in that faith, we're ready. It's a free gift. But he allows us to decide, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to be ready. You see, he wants us to be ready. He wants us to greet him. He wants us, we hear the trumpet, we're not afraid, but as a text, not this text, but another text says, the saints will stand up and rejoice. I am ready, and Jesus is coming, and finally, it's here. And that readiness is a free gift from him. But he asks us to live in it. And if we decide to build a church building and pay for it and keep up and fill the candles and everything else, that's fine. But being ready is to be ready in faith and know that he's coming for me. Be in his word. Trust him. Worship him. How can the person in their sick bed, deathbed, be ready? They can't go to church. They can't fill the candles. They can't sing the hymns. They're in their deathbed because of faith in Christ. Carolyn said to me when she was in the, special care at Fairlawn Hospital. She said it was after her accident. She said, Pastor, I don't think I'm going to make it to church. And you remember Carolyn because all during the pandemic, she was driving all over the place, remember? But she got into an accident, and it was kind of bad. And she was in the hospital, and she said that to me. And the way Carolyn was, you know, it's like, were you serious or were you joking with me? Either way, it was the same point. I said, Carolyn, it's okay. I'll come to you. She was ready. She would have liked to be in church, but she was very injured, and the Lord would take her soon. She was ready there in bed. And that's what the Lord says. Be ready, I'm coming soon. Have faith in me. Stay in my word. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have called us to be your sons and daughters, and you have assigned rooms for us, a place for us in your house, in your mansion. We ask you to keep us ready, to encourage others to be ready for Jesus. when he calls us in our own death, or he comes again in glory. May we be ready, Lord. Keep us ready. And we give you thanks for the grace that you have, that continues to forgive us and encourages us each day. In the holy name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the next hymn, hymn 336. The offering is brought forward during the last verse.